Meditation is very much about awareness of thoughts and emotions that are passing, whereas breathwork, ice bath, sauna, these things are about physiological state shift. Getting into an ice bath instantly changes your state. Men who sauna 3 times a week had a 50% reduction in cardiovascular disease. And then the breathwork, my favorite way to use it is with friends. And you just feel so good and light after. You just feel so fresh. This is a new way to socialize and be in community, especially be in community of people that are healthy.
Welcome to the Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast, where we meet the world's top experts to explore the secrets of health, mindset, longevity, and so much more. Are you ready to take charge of your existence and biohack your life? This show is for you. Please keep in mind, we're not dispensing medical advice and are not responsible for any outcomes you may experience from implementing the tactics lying herein. Are you ready? Let's do this. Welcome back to the Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast. Okay, friends, what better way to start off the new year than with this fabulous interview with Robbie Bent? His Othership app and everything that he's doing is so incredible in that it taps into all of the biohacking things I love: breathwork, cold exposure, sauna, mindset. We touch on all of that and more in this episode, as well as things like psychedelics, caffeine, addiction, parenting, sexual intimacy, feelings of being too busy for meditation. So many fun topics that I think you guys will really enjoy. And getting his Othership app is an incredible way to start off amazing habits for the new year. If you'd like to get 2 weeks free, you can go to melanieavalon.com/othershipapp. That will give you a 2-week free trial. And also, Othership has an amazing thing going on for the month of January. You can go to othership.us/play-it-cool-challenge. So I'll put that link in the show notes. And they're doing a lot of fun things with that. You can get a free month there as well. They're doing giveaways, like you can post a video about your plunge experience and win $10,000 in prizes, including a cold plunge. They have a WhatsApp group for people that want to commit to doing 31 days in a row. It's really an amazing way to join an amazing community, start off the new year right, so definitely check that out. We'll put all of these links in the show notes, but again, melanieavalon.com/othershipapp gets you a 2-week free trial, and othership.us/play-it-cool-challenge has got all of those fun challenge things, giveaways, and more. So those show notes will be at melanieavalon.com/othership. Go there. All of the information will be there, so definitely check it out. It will also have a full transcript, which is super helpful. Let me know what you think of this episode in my Facebook group, IF Biohackers, Intermittent Fasting Plus Real Foods Plus Life. Comment something you learned or something that resonated with you on the pinned post to enter to win something that I love. And then check out my Instagram, find the Friday announcement post there. And again, comment to enter to win something that I love. Hi, friends. Did you know that one of our largest sources of toxic exposure each and every day is through our skincare and makeup? It is so frightening the effects these compounds can have on our health. So we put these products on to help us look better, and yet they actually can be aging us, contributing to health issues, fertility issues, thyroid issues, mood issues, and ready for something potentially even more shocking? A lot of these endocrine disruptors are actually obesogens, meaning they cause your body to gain weight and make it harder to lose weight. That's right, your skincare and makeup may be hindering your weight loss goals. Europe has banned thousands of these compounds, and the US has banned around a dozen. There's even a loophole from the 1960s that allows companies to put whatever they want in their products, and they don't even have to tell you. That's why I am overwhelmingly careful about the skincare and makeup that I use. But here's the thing, it can be hard to find skincare and makeup that is non-toxic and actually works. And then on top of that, that actually has all the products you need. I have found 2 companies, I am obsessed with their standards and use them every single day of my life and cannot recommend them enough. That's Counter, formerly known as Beauty Counter, and Crunchy. Both of these companies have incredible standards when it comes to what they put in their products. You can truly feel good about using them, and they actually work. For Counter products, go to melanieavalon.com/counter. And for Crunchy products, go to crunchy.com That's CRUNCHI.com/Melanie Avalon. New Crunchy customers can use the coupon code ADVOCATE10 to get 10% off. You'll also receive something special from me after your first order. I also highly recommend joining both of their loyalty programs. It's completely free to join, and with every purchase, you'll earn credit as well as other fun goodies. For all the latest updates, new products, specials, deals, and fun things for me, because yes, I love giving things away, get on my email list. That's at melanieavalon.com/cleanbeauty. You can also get text updates when you text skincare to 877-861-8318. That's skincare to 877-861-8318. So again, to shop with me and get a free gift from me after your first order, go to melanieavalon.com/counter and also crunchy.com/Melanie Avalon. And new customers use the coupon code ADVOCATE10 at Crunchy to get 10% off site-wide. And again, definitely join their free loyalty programs to earn credit on every order. Hi friends, exciting news. My Avalon X Spirulina is back in stock and now at a reduced price. Plus you get free shipping and my coupon code works on top of that sale price. Spirulina is honestly one of the most nutrient-dense things that you can put in your body in a whole foods, easy to eat form. It's a blue-green algae, which is a complete vegan protein packed with an incredible array of nutrients. We are talking 100% of your daily hard-to-get vitamin K, 625% of vitamin B12, over 1,000% of vitamin A, 86% of chromium, 27% of vitamin B2, plus so much more, including iron, GLA, the powerful antioxidant superoxide dismutase, and even glutathione. In fact, spirulina is so uniquely nutritious that it was actually studied by NASA to support the astronauts. I searched high and low to find the very best spirulina out there. Ours comes from a wonderful, sustainable, clean, environmentally friendly production facility in Hawaii. Not Thailand, Hawaii. And then on top of that, we did our own third-party testing for over 70 pesticides, heavy metals, toxins, all the things. This is the cleanest spirulina out there. And with spirulina, you can simplify your supplement routine and support your nutrition in one easy step. The tablets are super versatile. You can swallow them whole, blend them into smoothies, crush them up, or honestly, just eat them like I do. And again, we were out of stock, but now Avalon X Spirulina is finally back in stock at a reduced price, and my coupon code Melanie Avalon works on top of that too. Plus, you get free shipping. Just go to avalonx.us/spirulina and use the coupon code Melanie Avalon to get 10% off our new reduced price plus free shipping. That's avalonx.us/spirulina with the coupon code Melanie Avalon. If you are enjoying the show, honestly, the best way to support it, I'm not kidding, is to subscribe and or write a review in Apple Podcasts. It helps so much more than most people realize. So thank you so, so much in advance for that. All right, without further ado, please enjoy this wonderful conversation with Robbie Bent. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the show. I am so incredibly excited about the conversation that I'm about to have. And I've been looking forward to it for quite a while because I feel like we scheduled this forever ago and we had quite a few reschedules. So I'm so thrilled that this is finally happening. I am here today with Robbie Bent. He is, well, the founder of I don't even know what to call it, a company, a world, an app, a universe called Othership, which combines so many things that I am personally obsessed with. I know my audience is obsessed with. So cold exposure, ice baths, saunas, breath work, meditation. The backstory is, I don't know if it was Robbie or his team, but in any case, they reached out to me. I looked it over and it looked obviously super cool and right up my alley. But then I did a call with Robbie and he's just like the coolest person ever and has such an amazing story. And I immediately knew that I just wanted to meet him more and share all of his work with you guys. So I'm really excited about today's conversation. And Robbie, thank you so much for being here. Also, thank you so much for being here. Congratulations, you're a new dad with a little baby. So I imagine your life is probably crazy right now.
That's an amazing intro and super excited. So thanks for inviting me. And yeah, it's crazy, but it's awesome. You know, just looking, as I was telling you earlier, last night, baby was crying all night. And then this morning, just looking in his eyes and seeing one smile. It's such a fun time to be alive.
It's so, what's his name?
Onyx.
Onyx. Oh, I love it. Oh, that's great. How was your fathership retreat, by the way? That was one of the times we rescheduled.
Yeah. So listeners, they'll probably resonate. My nervous system was just totally shot, like complete burnout. And so I've been working so hard on our business and I'm like obsessed, like probably like a lot of your listeners, cold, hot, breath work, like this stuff saved my life. And so I'm obsessed with building these things so others can use them in an accessible way. And I've just been going so hard. So I woke up, you know, at first it was, well, I don't have time to meditate anymore. So that went. Then it was like, well, I'm drinking my coffee and lunch is slowing me down. So no more lunch, but I'm intermittent fasting, you know? And then it's like, oh, well, I'm kind of now strung out and stressed at 5 p.m. So no more workouts. And then it was like, okay, well, you know, it's 5 p.m. I haven't had anything healthy today and I'm just going to eat an Uber Eats like a pizza. And I just got into this habit through COVID of being so like focused on work that all the habits fell away. And that was the first time for me. So like complete burnout, checking my phone all the time on Twitter, like really, really in a state of I'm not good. And one of our friends had said, hey, the most important thing you can do as a dad is, you know, have a good nervous system for the baby. Like they're so sensitive. My wife kind of looked at me and was just like, dude, you need to like get it together. And I didn't know what to do. And so I've used plant medicines in the past when I struggled with addiction. And so the fatherhood retreat was a ayahuasca journey, 3 plant medicine ceremonies in Costa Rica at this amazing retreat called Holos, with an entire intention of like resetting the nervous system to be present for when the baby was born. And I ended up bringing, you know, my sister, my brother-in-law, like all my best friends. And it was just a really, really special experience that actually helped me repattern all of those things. And so I went, you know, I did 2 whole 30s in a row, meditated every morning and quit caffeine for a while to kind of get back in balance. And that's where I am today. And happy to dive into any of that in more detail.
Oh my goodness. See, listeners can tell why I'm going to love this conversation. So to clarify, that whole experience that you had with the burnout, that was while you had Othership.
Yeah. So it was just starting Othership and it just got so exciting. And so the first thing I wanted to do when I would wake up was like, coffee, you know, and then it would be like work. And then I would just keep going. And if you really love what you do, even if you love it so much, like it can take over your life. And I have a very, you know, I've struggled with drugs and alcohol in the past, which we can talk about too, but I get really into stimulation. So I like felt like, oh, I'm doing so much. This is so good. And it just consumed everything.
Yesterday, while I was driving, I was just contemplating things. And I was thinking about how I so love literally everything I do. And I was thinking about how, like, I feel like everything I do, I get little dopamine hits from. And I was just contemplating, like, is that healthy since it's all coming from like real life stuff? Like, is there addiction potential? It's so fascinating. Question about the ayahuasca, because I've been fascinated by that for a while. I've heard, like when it comes to ayahuasca, I've heard stories all across the board. Like I've heard it's life-changing and amazing. And then I've heard horror stories about it. So you had a good experience, I take it.
So I've had 4 experiences over the last 8 years and 4 like full-blown retreats. And the first one was, you know, I'm struggling with drugs. I was kind of a cocaine and an alcohol, an addict, and I would disappear for days. And I tried, you know, Vipassana meditation and it was helpful. And I tried, you know, I moved to Israel for a year and lived in a whole new friend group and just trying to get away and repattern. And then it was ayahuasca was the final one that like gave me the willpower to get sober. And that first experience was extremely challenging in the jungle, very dark. I felt extremely ill going into these moments of childhood, of traumas, you know, not feeling loved and different hard moments, but processing them. And after that experience, as hard as it was, I felt I had the willpower to make change in my life. And then, however, the experience was like quite intense. And it's really different for different people, depending on your background, what's happened to you. It can be totally different for 2 different people. But the impact is often for most. So this particular experience was, you know, a 2-week diet in advance, an intention around calling in a new life, 15 friends, 9 who had went for the first time. And it was just beautifully guided and safe. So everyone met with a therapist for a call beforehand around what you wanted to work on. There was integration with, you know, breathwork and sound baths and therapists on site for questions as they came up. And then there were therapy sessions after. So you really felt like, hey, I'm going to work on something. I'm taking 7 to 10 days out of the city, off my phone, in pure nature. And I'm like going deep. And a lot of people, my friends, it was their first time. And so they were they're not from this space. They're not interested in spirituality. They weren't, you know, they're not like woo-woo people. They're very grounded professionals. And there was a lot of nerves about just like sitting in a group and sharing. You know, people are like, oh, I'm not going to go do something. I have to share in front of my friends. And this is why I think it's so powerful. It's because that experience is very accessible and safe. And so for my friends who, you know, a lot of times weren't comfortable talking about their emotions, they were crying and hugging and releasing. And it really made it really had a lot of impact. And so I think for people that are scared, it's totally okay. However, in setting up a proper and safe container, you can take away a lot of the fears. And of the 15 people who went, no, everyone had like a, you know, 20 out of 10 incredible experience.
Is it pretty easy to vet the different places that offer that in a safe experience? Like, how do you know that you're going to a good place?
So I happened to know the owners of this place. And so I just knew through the psychedelic field, like their reputation. And in meeting them, it was just very clear how passionate they were about creating a very high-end, safe and secure experience. And you can kind of tell by what people are asking and what's in the protocol, but I think we could put some centers in the show notes that I know to be reputable and solid, and that can be a great way.
That's awesome. Yeah, perfect. Thank you. So in the US, and I don't know if this is a authentic source of knowledge, but I watched a documentary on Netflix and they were saying that it's legal in the US if it's done in a religious, like it has to be like some religious type thing. And that's how some of the centers in the US do it, in like a legal way.
It happens. And there's a lot of underground spaces for this type of work. But pretty much every city in North America will have people offering these things. And the one thing I would say is, if it's a very potentially powerful experience. And so it can open a lot of emotions, traumas, things that you may go into therapy for years are just coming out. And it's important to work with therapists and also to give yourself time to go super deep. And so there's a big difference between, hey, I went and did one ayahuasca ceremony on a weekend, which can be also powerful and beautiful. And, you know, I did a 2-week diet. I spoke with a therapist. I set my intention. I went into nature. I turned off my phone. I did 3-4 ceremonies. I came back. I integrated with like a number of habits that I implemented. And so the results you get are, one, different per body and mind of yourself. And then two, like how much effort you put into it. And so for people that are really interested, I think we can probably think about some links to share to kind of go deeper. But I would really highly recommend, if it's affordable, go to one of these centers and like spend the entire week and like really work on something specific.
Okay. Well, we will put that in the show notes. So you said that initial ayahuasca is where you had your turn away from your addictive history, your addictions history.
Yeah. So I'd kind of come back from that and just thought in my head, like, I never want to drink alcohol or use cocaine again. And so for me, if I was drinking, then, you know, it'd be really slippery slope to the damage I could do. And I would go out for, you know, a glass of wine, and that would turn into a bottle, and that would turn into a nighttime party. And, you know, maybe 48 hours later, I would be gone. And really starting to impact my relationships with women, my working environment. I'd had this business and my business failed. And so I was like fully broke and kind of almost, you know, really super depressed, we'll say, and I had to move back in with my parents. And so just like, hey, I will try anything. I want to, you know, break this habit. It's causing a lot of harm. And so I was around like 30 at the time. And so I had experimented with a bunch of stuff, found that ayahuasca retreat, came back, and luckily had met my wife. And so my, you know, she picked me up from the airport. It was our first date. We ended up going to an ice bath and sauna. And so she'd, you know, been listening to Ben Greenfield and Dave Asprey and a lot of these biohacking podcasts 6-7 years ago, and picked me up and she's like, "Hey, there's this really cool like ice bath I heard about. Do you want to go?" I was like, "Yeah, okay, that sounds cool and weird and different. I'm down for it." And it was such an amazing first date. It was in this crazy Russian, you know, style bathhouse on the outskirts of town, pretty fringe spot. And, you know, we do the ice bath together. We're not on our phone. And instantly any of that social anxiety around a first date, what's this person going to think? What are my stories? I'm nervous, gone, you know? And so just completely comfortable, that feeling of being alive and alert and happy. And so we shared and just had such a connection across that experience. And then that became what we did every week. And so for me, the power of the psychedelics to, you know, okay, I have initial willpower to make a change. And then the weekly sessions in the bathhouses, instead of going to bars, just totally shifted everything.
Okay. That's incredible. Wait, so you said she picked you up from the airport. Were you flying to meet her?
So I lived in Toronto and I had gone on this ayahuasca journey and I was traveling around a bit trying to just like, you know, figure out how to break this addiction. And so I was gone for a couple months, and we had been talking, and when I come back, she picked me up. And so then I lived in Toronto and I actually had nowhere to stay. And so I moved into her house after 2 weeks. I just kind of brought my bags and was like, "Oh, this is my stuff. And like, I'm just going to stay here." And she's like, "Yeah, okay." So it was a pretty funny relationship. And then I ended up joining Ethereum Foundation, which is a cryptocurrency, and moved to San Francisco and was just like, "Hey, you know, I think we were a couple months into a relationship and was like, I think this is really serious for me. Would you want to come?" And she just quit her job and at a hospital and came with me for years. And we lived out of one suitcase each for about 4 years between Germany and San Francisco and all these different crypto hubs. And then I ended up getting married. And so it was just amazing. She really like saved my life. Like, she introduced me to all these practices. And I think without her and the practices, I wouldn't have been able to keep the sobriety. And so like, she's, yeah, my best friend, now my mom, mother of my son. Like, she's just my co-founder. She's amazing.
That's so amazing. Do you still work with crypto?
Not anymore. So I've been living around and always going to bathhouses. So like in San Francisco, in Berlin, and we'd have be at these crypto conferences and be like, we'd get a WhatsApp group of like 50 people and we'd go to the bathhouse, and same thing as our first date. It's like, whoa. Everybody's sober. You wake up, you have an amazing sleep score. You feel awesome. And you're like, wow, like, what is happening here? And so when we moved back to Toronto, still working for Ethereum, we decided like, oh, we really want to have a healthy community in Toronto. We don't know too many people interested in this stuff. So let's, you know, start with an ice bath in the backyard. And so me and my 5 best friends, we built an ice bath in the backyard, and every night it was just open in the neighborhood. So if you, you know, knew that the fence was there, you could just open the fence and come in, and it was a free ice bath. And so we'd have like 30, 40 people dropping in a day. And every night we would do some type of ice bath guided session, a meditation, a fire pit, and just kind of started to learn how to guide people through that experience and make it meaningful. That ended up turning into a garage space. And so we had a, you know, freestanding garage that we converted into an ice bath sauna tea room. And same thing, you know, it was winter time, so we couldn't do it outside in the backyard anymore. So we used this garage, and that grew to thousands of customers just through word of mouth, all like local neighborhood people. And every night we would host classes and start to experiment with like, you know, cool couples classes and anger releases and gratitude practices, all kind of combining all these modalities. So that's kind of how the business started. It was just us in Toronto screwing around. And then in crypto, I ended up, you know, I had one day where there was probably 10 people who were struggling with addiction who wrote me New Year's messages saying like, "Hey man, this changed my life. This community has been so impactful." And every week was getting like, "Man, I met my girlfriend here," or, you know, "I got invited to a ski trip with someone. I was in the sauna." I was just like, what is happening? Like, this is crazy. And so when we saw that happening, we just decided that we wanted to do it full time. And so then I quit Ethereum, and yeah, and that's how the other ship was born.
You mentioned sleep score. Do you wear an Oura ring or what wearable?
I had an Oura ring for the longest time. And now if maybe it's sacrilege to some people, but I've converted to the Whoop.
How dare you?
Yeah. It's, I joined this group, really, really cool group of like biohackers, and they basically run these challenges with Whoop and Levels. And so everyone in the group will do like a diet challenge, and then they, you know, you can ask them questions and about like supplements or sleep. And every week there's like a team. Like what was really cool about the Whoop was there's the like team scores and you can compete. So there's 30 people in the group and you can see how your sleep, your strain, your recovery stacks up against everybody. And so I just thought the interface was so unique versus the Aura in like gamifying and community. And so I've been on the Whoop now for about a month and a half, and I really like it. Like, it's a killer product.
I only have experience with Aura. I haven't tried any of the other wearables, so I'm always really interested to hear people's experiences. I love Levels as well. That's amazing. So, okay, going back to the ice bath experience. So I do cryotherapy every single day, with the exception of today's the day before Thanksgiving. So they're closed, and they're closed tomorrow. So I'm just going to have to do some cold showering. But I've actually never done an ice bath, which I am embarrassed to admit. Like, I've had Wim Hof on the show and everything, and I still haven't done an ice bath. That experience, because you talked about how you were doing the ice baths and then you had this communal thing and really made it more meditative. Do you find cold exposure, intense cold exposure, ice baths, that automatically creates these certain mental states, or do you have to go that extra step to make it more meditative and reflective in that aspect?
Yeah. So the ice bath specifically, the medium, like the water, is pulling the heat faster than from cryo. And so it creates a increase in norepinephrine in the brain, which is the neurotransmitter for mood, attention, vigilant. So imagine your body, you're put into what is perceived as danger immediately. You have a fight or flight response. You start breathing, and those neurotransmitters, dopamine, norepinephrine, like boom, flood your entire brain. So all of a sudden you feel like, whoa, I'm alive. Like, I need to be aware because this could be dangerous. And so you are in a state of pure presence. And so, yeah, there's all these a million benefits that you probably talk about on your show, you know, inflammation, immune system boosting, all that stuff. That's why you see professional athletes using it. But I think for me, the most powerful thing is this state of pure presence. And so, you know, you're thinking about work, that's gone. You're thinking about like, what do these people think about me? All that inner critic that's always going on. If you've struggled to meditate, getting into an ice bath instantly changes your state. So you're now in this state of like, wow, I'm present for maybe the first time ever. And then in that state, you can start to prime with meditation. So you're now primed. And what it helps you do is like, as soon as you get in that fight or flight state peaks, it's the same state. It's that same physiology as when you're getting angry, when you're feeling embarrassed, when you're stressed, and you react. And so what you're doing in the ice bath day in, day out, you're training your nervous system response. And so you're creating a stressful environment. And then through your breath, it happens about 30 seconds to a minute in the ice. When you move through breathing into that relaxed nervous system, that rest and digest state. And so you're training your mind, your ability to not react in the moment. And so the next time, you know, you're outside and you're about to get angry, there might be a pause before you react because you know, hey, I'm in this nervous system state. I can actually breathe through it. So it's naturally putting you into a focused state. And in that state of focus, you can start to work to better control your nervous system.
Yeah, I love that, especially since, and we talked about this on the call forever ago when we connected, like meditation, like I'm all about it. I love the science of it. I love the idea of it. I have done like a course where I was doing it daily. For some reason, I just like, it seems like some people, they like really gravitate towards it and they make it a practice and it becomes part of their life. Whereas for me, I just haven't like as an actual practice. And I don't know why that is, but like we were talking on the phone about, I think a lot of people who, I don't know, like me, like I think there are a lot of people like me who, not everybody's busy, but for some reason, meditation does not like grab them as a practice that they feel like integrating. How do you approach that? Like, do you find that's common with people? Do you find the solution is pairing it with things like, you know, ice baths and your app? How do you feel about busy people and meditation where it doesn't resonate?
Yeah. So I've seen majority, like of my friends, like 98% are not meditating. And so the average experience is, oh, I heard from a doctor I should use Calmer Headspace. I download it. I try it 5 times. And it's like, is anything happening? Am I doing this right? This is just my thoughts. Okay, I'm busy. And am I getting any benefit? And so the feedback cycle for meditation is quite long. And the retention is like notoriously poor. I think it's about 14% of people that meditate regularly. So it's not a large number. So the question is there an easier way to show you value faster? And so meditation is very much about awareness of thoughts, emotions that are passing, whereas breathwork, ice baths, sauna, these things are about physiological state shift. And so majority of our customers will say this exact same thing. I've never been able to meditate. I can't quiet my mind. It's always going. And so we're targeting, you know, athletes, founders, type A people, people who feel overwhelmed. And so I think the goal is saying like, look, your nervous system is most likely dysregulated, or it's fucked, for lack of a better term. And so the result is like, you get up, check your phone, dopamine hit, you know, putting your task list, working, drinking your coffee. It's like doing all day, thinking, like going. Even if you're healthy, it's very hard to not be switched on in our society, especially if you have a phone and you use social media. And so for that person, sitting down to focus on their thoughts is almost impossible. And so they need like the big guns, which is shifting your state out of that fight or flight overstimulated state of being. And so you can do that through breathing physiologically, through slowing down the breath, through breath holds. You can do it through more intense styles of Wim Hof-like breathing. You can do it through ice baths, through sauna. And so all of those practices shift your nervous system state. And then we teach you to do that. So when you're getting burnt out, you actually have something you can go to that you'll feel in a single session. And so that's a big difference. I would say if you've tried meditation, hasn't worked, there are a number of other options you can use to focus specifically on shifting your nervous system state.
Hey friends, I'm about to tell you how to get 10% off the ideal coffee when it comes to supporting your health. So if you guys know me, you know I am obsessed with optimizing basically everything I consume, and that especially relates to coffee. Did you know that coffee is one of the most powerful sources of antioxidants in the modern diet? And yet, not all coffee is created equal. Between sourcing, farming practices, roasting, and contaminants, there can be a huge difference in the health impact of the coffee that you drink. That is exactly why I created Glow Coffee. Glow Coffee is a premium, specialty-grade Arabica coffee sourced from sustainable women-led farms in Colombia. It's organically grown, and we third-party test it meticulously, like every single lot, for purity. And what makes Glow especially exciting from a biohacking perspective is that we specifically made it to be rich in chlorogenic acid, or CGA. That's one of coffee's primary, most potent antioxidant compounds that has been studied for its role in metabolic health, inflammation, oxidative stress, and so much more. The elevation levels of the beans, how they're grown, and how they're roasted all affect CGA levels. So we searched high and low to find the perfect beans naturally high in CGA and tested them to confirm that, and then we roast those beans to preserve the CGA content. And then test after that as well. Coffee is already one of the potentially biggest contributors of antioxidants in the human diet, so I designed Glow Coffee to maximize those benefits while keeping it incredibly clean and high quality. And this coffee is so clean. It's grown organically, of course, but then we go even farther than that. We third-party test the beans for almost 100 toxic compounds, including pesticides, heavy metals, and mold. Oh, and perhaps the best part is it is absolutely delicious. We're talking smooth, low bitterness. It's honestly the exact coffee I personally want to drink every single day of my life. It's so bright, smooth, and delicious that it's also perfect black for fasting. No added sweeteners or cream needed. You can also splash it on your face for an antioxidant-rich toner. I do that every single day. After the sauna, after the shower, all the things. I created Glow Coffee because it's really about upgrading one of our most common daily habits into something that truly supports your health and performance. You can get 10% off with the coupon code MelanieAvalon at glowcoffeeco.com. That's 10% off Glow Coffee with the coupon code MelanieAvalon at glowcoffeeco.com. Are you ready to glow inside and out? Fuel your day, illuminate your way. That's glowcoffeeco.com. And what's really interesting for me is, so like I said, I did do a concentrated meditation practice. I did Emily Fletcher's Stress Less, Accomplish More program. And some of the mental paradigms that I achieved from that with being able to recognize my thoughts. Like I feel like they really stuck with me, like they really did. And so I'm like, wow, you know, if I was doing this daily, I'm sure it would have a profound effect, but I just can't. I mean, I guess I can, but I just really am finding it hard to do that as a daily practice. So I love, love, love this concept that you just talked about of having these other avenues in, that it just feels more practical or visceral because you actually can do something physical to create that state, which I think is a nice gateway to engaging in it more. How about, so the sauna side, like the heat side of things, the sauna, does that also create the brain state or what is its role in all of it?
So sauna has, just like the cold, like the first layer of effects are just incredibly beneficial effects on health and longevity. And so in David Sinclair's book, you know, Lifespan, he's just mentioning like outside of intermittent fasting, this type of stress on the body is one of the best things you can do for living a long and healthy life. And so there was a study in Finland over 20 years, insane results, like men who sauna three times a week had a 50% reduction in cardiovascular disease, which is like the number one killer in North America. Increase your, there's a study that says like just using the sauna 3 to 4 times a week will increase your lifespan. Like that is nuts. Like it'll reduce all cause mortality. So top of the line, sauna is amazing for, sauna and cold are both fantastic for reducing inflammation, for recovery, for improving sleep, for boosting the immune system, for boosting growth hormone. There's podcasts on Andrew Huberman and Rhonda Patrick and all these health and wellness leaders where they go like deep into the science. But I think what's really unique, again, like the ice in the sauna, is creating the space where you're captive. And what I mean by that is there's not many places where you're spending 15 to 30 minutes without your phone. And so what we've seen is actually an incredible space to guide meditation and breath work and other type of activities, because we have this group of 30 people who are in it together. So in our sauna, we're playing loud music. We have these amazing ice balls filled with incredible essential oils, and there's different smells tied to emotions we try to elicit. And we'll walk people through an emotional visualization. And so if you've struggled to meditate, now all of a sudden you're in this, you know, the smells are incredible. The space is great. The music is excellent. The lighting is perfect, and it's getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And so you're trying to focus, and we'll guide people through, you know, for example, we have a class called the Rose Thorn Bud, and the rose is like the best moment of your year. And on the stove, it'll be geranium. And then the thorn is something you're struggling with. And during that portion, we'll turn out the light so the sauna is dark. And you'll think about this moment you're struggling with, and you'll let it go with a scream. And then in the bud, it's an intention that you want to set now in that new space. So that's a standard meditation / therapy exercise to focus on gratitude, acknowledgement, letting go, and then calling in something new. And however, we're making it like super fun and class-based. And so that's what I think the real power of the sauna is like, it's a time where you can bring in some other elements. And because the heat, because it's so hot, it's weakening that ego that's normally like, oh, this is stupid, this is silly, I'm busy. You're not thinking about that stuff. So we've seen it be a fantastic environment to combine these two for classes.
Yeah. So a few comments there. One for listeners, I'll put links in the show notes. I've had David Sinclair on twice. He's one of my favorite people in the whole world. So if listeners would like to check that out. And then two, what I love about the Finnish studies on sauna use, because there's so many studies on it. The nice thing about Finland is pretty much everybody has a sauna there, because normally if you were to study sauna use in the US, for example, it presumes a more privileged, or at least like a health conscious type of person. A, they have to have access to the sauna and they have to be able to afford it. And then they're most likely health minded. So it's hard to distinguish if the benefits are actually from the sauna and not just the person's lifestyle. But in Finland, like sauna is like the thing. So it weeds out that issue. So I've always loved that aspect about the research on sauna use. The type of sauna that you're using, is it a traditional heat sauna or is it infrared or what is it?
Yeah, so we have a traditional heat dry stove, dry sauna, where you're pouring water over the rocks and it's using electricity to heat the air. And so what we found is the infrareds are fantastic, but they don't get as hot. And a lot of the benefits are coming from overheating the core. So 180, 188 degrees is sort of the range where you're going to maximize the benefits. And infrared, you'll still get them, but you do have to spend significantly longer. So a standard infrared session in a clear light sauna might be 45, 50, 60 minutes, whereas a session in a dry sauna is generally 15 minutes. And so for us, the recommended, you know, class that somebody will come in for So you'll have 30 people, 40 people meeting around a fire with a guide, kind of introducing them to the experience. All 40 people go into the sauna together for one really long, like kind of almost uncomfortable, where you're pushing yourself about 20 minutes. And those last 3 minutes, you're pushing yourself past your comfort zone, working on your resilience. And each session will have, you know, some type of guidance, as we mentioned. Then everyone will go on the plunge together. There'll be, you know, there's 4 plunges, 8 people at a time, and then come back into the sauna for an integration sauna, which is less time. So me personally, if I'm doing a round, I love 15-minute sauna, 2-minute ice bath, 15-minute sauna, and then doing that a couple times a week is perfect for me.
So I have an infrared sunlight and sauna at my apartment, and I use it every single night of my life. But it is true that it is a longer session. So I stay in there for like a long time, usually like an hour, over an hour. So the order, is that typically the order, like heat to cold to heat to cold?
It doesn't, you can start with cold, you can end with cold. It just depends. So generally, depending on time of day, I'll choose what I start and end with. And so the cold itself leaves you feeling alert. And so if it's late at night, I like to end with a sauna generally. And a sauna will make you feel a bit lethargic when you get out, usually happy, but tired. So there is a lot of evidence that saunas also boost endorphins, which is pretty powerful. There was a study where they tested a light box versus like an infrared style sauna. And they found that the sauna was boosting, improving depression at rates like this, similar to antidepressant drugs, which is like pretty epic. So it's not just a physical thing. So like basically every time you leave a class, you know, or a hot cold exposure, you're just feeling amazing, like de-stressed, right? And so I think kind of what I've heard as a rule of thumb is 8 to 11 minutes of cold a week, and then 60 to 80 minutes of sauna. And so however you want to do it, if you want to do 2 sessions, you know, with like 15 minute saunas multiple times, or if you do 4 sessions with less time, that's sort of the range where the optimal benefits kick in.
Okay, awesome. And so this physical experience that you've created where people can come, so where do you have locations?
So we have 1 in Toronto, we're in construction on our 2nd, and we're building out 2 in New York as well.
Do you want to have locations everywhere, or how big do you want this to become?
Yeah, I mean, I think there could be 1 in every neighborhood, you know, like whether it's us who build them or other people who build them. The reality is, I think this is a new way to socialize and be in community, and especially be in community of people that are healthy. And so if you think of, what do you do socially now? Why do people go to bars and nightclubs? And it's a change of state, which is alcohol and loud music, communities to be around other people, and then possibly romantic relationships. And so all of that you can get in a bathhouse environment, but without alcohol, in a way that's healthy and doesn't affect your sleep scores. So I'm like, wow, this is, and it's been an all culture since the beginning of time. It's really North America and the UK that doesn't have strong bathhouse culture. And so I could see these being in, you know, every city. And what we want to build is, okay, this place where you can go and be around other people that are healthy, exploring your emotions in a way that's not therapy, in a way that's fun. And then an app that you download to go deeper day to day. And then we're hoping next year to start building out groups. And so the group is like, you've come 25 times, you come 50 times, you want to be amongst like-minded people. Here's a group where you meet at the space once a week and then do a retreat together. And so it's kind of combining everything so that, you know, you're interested in psychedelic medicines, you go on this amazing retreat. When you come back, how do you maintain the practices, right? Like, it's awesome if you have a community for accountability and just for fun. So I really hope we can build out like hundreds of these across North America. And whether it's us or other people, these practices are just like widely available and accessible.
Yeah, this is so amazing. And remind me, there's somebody I want you to meet, like who's perfect for you to meet. But yeah, I was just thinking how it's so true that when it comes to social events, it really is just like bars that you go to where you can mingle with people, because everything else, it's usually like an activity-based thing where you already come with people. So like going to a show, you know, you would go with people. Going like even bowling, you would go with people. Like there's not really something where you go and you just be. I mean, there's like museums, but people aren't just hanging out at museums.
Yeah, even like the thing is what alcohol does is it removes the social anxiety of talking to a stranger and judgment. And so it's very hard at a museum. If a stranger comes and says like, hey, what's up? You're kind of like, fuck off. You know, like it's weird. And so the bathhouse puts everyone on the same level. So nobody's wearing makeup and nobody's, you know, has fancy clothes or a bag. There's no phones. Even now, if you're in a restaurant, you're likely like, if you're by yourself, you're just checking your phone, you know? And so you're creating this container where everybody's been equalized somewhat. And then the cold makes you feel super alive and outgoing. So you're ready to chat. And so it's such a good environment because it's very difficult. Like people use alcohol for a reason. And so it's to escape. It's because of social anxiety. And so you need something that's going to also give a feeling. And so I think a hot cold is like a healthy version of that.
So going into the app aspect, which is something that everybody can have access to right now, which is amazing. First of all, just as an entrepreneur, I would love to hear a little bit, because I've created an app, but I mean, super simplistic, like nothing like what you've done. But I'm always really fascinated by people's entrepreneur history and how they have an idea, because there's so many people in this health and wellness world who are into all these things, but so few people that actually do something like you're doing, where they take it to the next level and, you know, create something that everybody can have access to. So what was your journey like creating the app? And like, how long did it take from your, like the moment that you decided to create it to actually creating it? And how hard was that?
It was like really hard. And it's like, there's just so much saturation for like these type of digital products because they're not super expensive to create. And so I really think the ones that work best is because it's fun for the owners to do it. And for us, how it started, we were just, you know, we had this garage space and COVID hit. And so there's 1,000-ish customers and everybody's freaking out. They're all at home. It's a lockdown. Pretty intense in Toronto. And so we just started doing Zoom breathworks. And we're doing breathwork in our space around the cold. We've done the Wim Hof training, like super into it. I use breathwork every morning as like a boost instead of a, you know, to complement my coffee. And I did a Wim Hof experience. He'd been on a podcast and I did it every day for like an entire year, just a YouTube video with no music in the background of him guiding. I'm like, this is awesome. And so we started doing that in the space. And then we started hosting Zooms once a week. But the goal was more like, let's make it a breathwork concert. It's Friday night. Everyone's at home. Everyone's meeting on Zoom. Let's put like wicked, you know, electronic music, kind of Friday night out dance sets and breathe to them. And so the first one, 40, then 80, then 200, then 500. I'm like, well, this is crazy. Like people really like this. And then they started being like, hey, you know, I missed it. Can you put a recording? Put some recordings on YouTube. And my wife was like, hey, we have like 10 recordings. Maybe we can make this into a course. So we use this course platform called Kajabi, where you like upload content, they give you a paywall and stuff. It's pretty awesome. And so then, you know, every week we would just make a new breathwork. And so it's not like, oh, we have this idea to do breathwork and let's go hire facilitators. We were just like, we made everything internally from scratch between me and my 5 co-founders. And every week we would just pick an emotion and be like, oh, okay, like anger people are struggling with. Let's do an anger-focused breathwork. And so that led to, you know, we had 20, 30, and we just kept putting them on this course platform, and that did about 100,000 in sales. And then my wife came to me and said like, hey, I think I can like build this into an app. Like we have a bunch of content. We've already got a wicked brand. Like I'm pretty sure I can do this. And so I said, okay, like, yeah, let's go for it. And so she like almost single-handedly did all the design, worked with an agency, all the language. And then my two other co-founding partners, Harry and Amanda, who are the lead facilitators, they've created about 40% of the sessions on the app. We just, you know, Harry bought a whole bunch of equipment, made a studio, learned how to do audio engineering. And it's because he cares. Like every session is like a little work of art. So a standard session would be, you know, okay, a lot of customers are asking for forgiveness. We would have these like Zoom meetups and be like, hey, what are you struggling with? And everyone would write on a list like what they're struggling with. Like, oh, okay, like 10 people are asking for forgiveness. So then we would go and interview a bunch of therapists that were coming into the space and say like, look, we want to do a forgiveness practice. What works? And so we would use like the leading psychological therapy styles for forgiveness. And so it might be like, okay, bring up, you know, the moment and visualize it, see the person who you want to forgive, look into their eyes, see them as a baby. Remember when they were innocent and they're not trying to hurt you specifically. And then like, okay, that's wicked. That script is like A+. And then we would take that and Harry would convert it with music and breath and production into a breath work. And so we've done that for, you know, imposter syndrome and anger management and like feelings of guilt and preparing for a presentation. And so it was really super organic and just talking to customers, seeing what they like, what they were struggling with, and then making breath works around it. And Yeah, over the way, it just has grown through word of mouth. And so I think the things that were important were like creating the content and really caring about it. So like being masters of the content creation and then listening to customers and like building stuff that they want. And then we didn't spend a ton of money. So it was like not spending this huge budget, but just growing slowly and like building something people want. So that's kind of the story of how the app came to be.
One of the distinguishing factors that you touched on and mentioned, and when people try Othership, they'll pick up on really quickly, is the role of the music in the different tracks. And because I think when a lot of people think of meditation apps, they think like Calm and they think, you know, all very Zen, but a lot of the options are things that like wake you up and they have, like you said, like this really awesome music in the background. So the actual music itself, is any of it specific music intended to create a certain state? Like, how did you choose the music and what is the purpose and how does it affect the actual breath work aspect and meditation?
So we'll spend hours and it's very much, we're trying to create a state change. So we're trying to help you breathe in specific patterns that are either going to do three things. So one is like bring you up. So think about that like gas pedal. So like morning coffee, you know, and it's, I want energy. I want confidence. I want creativity. I want to be alert and alive. And that's turning on the fight or flight nervous system generally through rapid styles of breathing. The other is down. So like braking on the nervous system, rest and digest, slowing the heart rate down through long exhales, gentle breath retentions, really moving into that parasympathetic. So I've been working all day and I want to, you know, get present. I can't fall asleep. I'm having like too many thoughts, bringing your body and mind down. And then all around, we call it, or explore. And it's really pushing the envelope to shut down the inner critic. What happens is when that, you know, that thinking mind, for people who struggle to meditate, they're just listening to this awesome music and breathing along in a certain pattern that after 15, 20 minutes will physiologically shut down the inner critic, the part of your brain with the like to-do lists and all these thoughts and the part that like when you're meditating actually amplifies. And so it'll shut that part down. And what happens is you start to process emotions stored in the body. So, you know, you're struggling with a breakup, you're having self-confidence issues, you've had a recent move, someone in your family died, any like strong or scratchy emotion, these like 20, 30 minute sessions, as long as you're breathing along to the music in that pattern and pace, those are the physiological aspects to expect. So the music itself is in those categories. So if we want you to go up, we're thinking about like, what emotion does this music cultivate? And so we'll comb like dozens of like thousands of hours of royalty-free libraries and different music, trying to find music that matches those emotions and cadences. And then even within that music, we'll go in and edit and augment and change and add in background effects and stuff to make it, trying to feel like instead of, hey, I'm meditating, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm listening to my favorite song and I'm breathing along at the pattern that matches.
So when people are using the app, and I guess this might depend in part on their specific goals and like which track they're wanting to do for the intention in mind. But like if you do one of the ones that you've done before and you do it over and over again, do they become more effective the more you do it because you can more quickly get into that state? Like, is there a learning curve for doing the tracks?
No, not really. I mean, it's honestly, it's very similar to an ice bath where you're going to have the same response every time and you acclimate a little bit. So sometimes the first time is the most powerful depending on the technique. But the idea is that, you know, in 7 minutes. So the way we've labeled the app is every day there's an up breath. It's usually between 3 to 10 minutes, average 7. And I know that in 7 minutes, if I do this, I'm going to feel like I've had a coffee and be ready to go. And then it's just super simple because, you know, people talk about breath work. There's so many terms, like there's hundreds of types. And so we're just like, look, you want to go up and like start the engine. Here you go. Different one every day, slightly different pattern, slightly different music. Every day there's a down. So, you know, you've finished work, you work 12 hours, you're super tired. You want to just relax for a minute. Every day under 7 minutes, there's a down. And then once a week, there's a new explore session. And the explore sessions are usually around emotions where, you know, if you go into this, there will be an emotional release. So if you're carrying around grief or somebody made fun of you at the office or somebody said something that, you know, you're really angry about it, a customer yelled at you or, you know, your girlfriend or wife said something or, there's some kind of emotion you're sitting with, you know that 30 minutes, it's a bit of a more of a commitment. It's maybe like a weekend style thing. I know I can process those emotions and let them go.
That's incredible. So, hi friends. Would you like to have the most epic eating experience? I'm talking eradicate bloating and better absorb your nutrients. If so, you need digestive enzymes. These are one of my most favorite supplements out of everything I take, and I truly cannot imagine my life without them. Digestive enzymes are key to break down your food into usable nutrition and to stop things like bloating, digestive distress, constipation, all the things. That's why I created Avalon X Digest. And you can get 10% off with the coupon code MelanieAvalon at avalonx.us. You can also get a subscription and save 15%, which you can pause or cancel at any time. Friends, I worked so hard to create the perfect blend of enzymes for Avalon X Digest. It's a full-spectrum, plant-based enzyme blend with proteases to help you break down protein, amylase for carbs, lipase for fats, cellulase for fiber, and so much more. In fact, there are 13 different types of enzymes in this blend. I cannot tell you how many people have told me that when they take Avalon X Digest, they experience no digestive distress with meals. These are truly game changers. And for any of you guys looking to up your protein intake, Avalon X Digest will help you actually break down and assimilate your protein so you get more protein from your meals. I wanted to create the highest potency enzymes so that you get all of these benefits when you eat with no problematic fillers or ingredients. Avalon X Digest is also tested multiple times for purity and potency, comes in glass bottles, and is truly the best enzymes on the market. And again, you can get 10% off with the coupon code MelanieAvalon at avalonx.us.
Going back to what you were talking about in the very, very beginning with your journey with both the stress of burnout and then also having a baby, I love how transparent and open you are about you're creating this app with this purpose of helping people, you know, deal with their emotions and reach a more peaceful state. And you're super transparent about everything you're going through and how you, you know, still need these tools and everything. So in your daily life, are you using the app? Has your experience with fatherhood inspired any of the tracks?
Yeah. So I use these products like every day. So they're like, if I stop like I had before, I just can kind of like spin out into like, oh, I have to work. And it's so strong in me from childhood that I need to be successful. And it's so important like to just be like a producing member of society. Like that's from being a kid. That was like that will bring you happiness, being successful. And so it's so strong. And so if I'm not doing these practices, I like can go so far down that path. And so for me, like replacing all my social time with these healthy things has been like game changer. So 3 nights a week minimum, I'm in the space. Like I was there last night. We did this incredible Energize class. I'm going tomorrow for a self-care sweat, which is like using lymphatic drainage and stretching and movement to kind of mimic a spa treatment in the sauna. This is just all kinds of classes. And like anytime someone's like, hey, let's go for drinks, I'm like, oh, let's go to Othership. You know, so I definitely use the hot and cold in Othership at least 3 times a week. I have a personal sauna and cold plunge as well, which I'm in probably 5 times a week. And then the breath work, my favorite way to use it is with friends. And so we'll actually, there's all these sessions that are 60 minutes long on the app, and they create an altered state, a change in state, this like, you know, shutting down, as I mentioned, of the thoughts and experimenting and like releasing emotion. And you just feel so good and light after. It's just like you took, imagine like a shower, but for your mind. And so like you just go in and it just feels like you're cleaning out all these old feelings that just are kind of rough, and you just feel so fresh. And so we'll have 5 people over, we'll put on one of those hour sessions on the speakers, and everyone will do it. And it'll be a new way to hang out. And so then we'll share after, like, what was the experience like? And it's so much fun versus, you know, using alcohol. And so my favorite ways to do this stuff is instead of making it like, oh, I've got to have my 10 minutes in the morning routine when I'm already busy, is putting them into social situations that are fun. And then it's not a chore. So, you know, 5 people come over and we do the breath work. It's like, I'm like excited. It like feels like I'm going to a concert. So those are the ways that I really feel anyone can implement these habits.
I really love that. It's interesting. I don't think I had thought about it until this conversation. Well, I guess I knew about it a little bit, but I'm really thinking about it right now. I am the same as you with like this insane, intense need to be productive like, and successful. Like, that's literally what drives me. It's so interesting that, yeah, that we both have that. And I'm just thinking now, if it does go back to my childhood, I think I really looked up to my dad is very successful. And I think I really looked up to that and wanted to be like that. But okay, so going back to the altered state breaths, are any of them dangerous? Like, how altered of a state are we talking?
Yeah, so we don't. So in the there's a number of different styles of breath work, and holotropic breath work specifically, which is breathing in and out as fast, like exhaling as fast as possible for up to 3 hours, can really amplify this effect I had mentioned. So what's happening from a science perspective, your blood vessels are constricting, the amount of oxygen your brain is absorbing is decreased pretty significantly, and your brain starts sending all these messages to your emotional, the limbic system, which stores memories and emotions. And so your whole sense of self, your sense of time, all of that shifts. And that's where a lot of the power is. And so as you start breathing normally from a physiological standpoint, it's not dangerous. However, if you've never done any of this type of work, a lot of times it's recommended to go that deep with a therapist because it can bring up pretty powerful emotions. So what you'll find sometimes is as that part of the brain that's like so tight, that's holding everything together, your whole worldview shuts down, like powerful, you know, maybe something happened when you were a child and you were rejected or angered or, you know, frustrated or assaulted. Some of these emotions can come up. And so it's recommended to do that level of depth of breath work with a practitioner or with an integration expert. So if something like that comes up, you have somebody to talk to and you're not just dealing with these old traumas that you've been holding on to. So on our app, we're like very careful to not use that style of breathing. We limit rapid breathing to 2 to 3 minutes at a time with gentle holds throughout. So you can still have a powerful experience, but the chances of having like a traumatic break are very rare. And if that does happen, we work with amazing therapists and have resources all over the site for people to talk to.
I love that idea of doing it with friends. That's super cool. If people are doing it, well, I guess with friends or on their own, where can they do it? So could you do it in your infrared sauna at night, or could you do it in an ice bath, or do you need to be like on a couch? Like, where can you do it?
Yeah. So we're launching for listeners. It's actually just going to be free. We're launching a free month in January, and it's going to be 31 days of different ice bath, cold shower meditations and breath works. And so each day will be a 2 to 5 minute breath work session that can be done in the ice bath or shower. So that'll be really unique, because I'm pretty sure there's not that type of content out there. And then we've had a lot of people in a hot sauna. In a dry sauna, it's difficult because the air is humid. And so down sessions are great in a hot sauna. But we've had a lot of customers use the app. And disclaimer, in the sauna, you are pushing your state. So this isn't a recommendation, but it's more a statement of fact. We've had a lot of users, including Ben Greenfield, who uses some of these deep dive sessions in the infrared sauna as a way to pass time. So if you're, you know, thinking about testing it, a really nice one is the guilt release or shame release. They're about 30 minutes. And for an infrared sauna session, you can kind of, you know, I would lay down if you can, and just so you're not sitting up in case you pass out, and give that a spin and see what you think. And so it's great, because then you can kind of use these practices in the sauna and kill two birds with one stone. But the majority are meant to just be lying down.
I'm very excited that you mentioned that. I was doing it in my sauna and I was like, I don't know if I'm like supposed to be doing this in here or not. So, okay, that's great. I'm going to do the guilt release one. That's amazing. I'm super curious, in your daily life, do you have any, because there are a lot of just simple breath exercises that people do. Do you have any go-to ones for you that you use just, you know, without an app, without anything, just in your daily life that you like?
Yeah. So there's an amazing book by James Nestor called Breath, and another one called...
I've had him on the show. I love him.
Yeah. So his book's incredible for like... So what we talked about was up, down, all around, like very specific reasons. But at the same time, there's your natural breathing rhythms that determine how much oxygen your body absorbs. And so every tissue, muscle, like runs on oxygen, and your natural breathing patterns, like through your nose, super slow throughout the day, actually determine health. And so it's very interesting. There's this study called the Framingham study that over the biggest predictor of longevity is actually size of lungs. And so it's not genetics. It's not that.
Sorry to interrupt. That's literally one of my favorite fun facts in health of all time. Like, nobody talks about that. Nobody. It's mind blowing.
So that's pretty crazy. So if you're breathing, two things happen. If you're at your computer all day or you're looking at your phone a lot, there's this thing called email apnea. And so it's this idea that when your fight or flight response is triggered, we hold our breath. And it's from like millions of years of like hunter gatherer style stuff. And so, you know, you look at your phone, you see on Instagram, like, oh, this person's doing this thing and I'm jealous. Or, you know, you see a negative piece of news and dopamine hit, hold your breath. Same as you're writing emails, you're all focused, you're in the zone, you hold your breath. And so if you're at a computer for 10, 12 hours a day, you're most likely breathing through your mouth, over breathing, holding your breath. And then every time you're like looking at your phone and being stimulated, same thing. And so our natural breathing habits, it's more than likely your breathing is off. And there's a CO2 tolerance test you can Google and try to kind of get a sense if that's the case. And so every time you think about breathing throughout the day, it's just nice, slow, like in for 3 through the nose, out for 8 through the nose. And just every time you notice you're breathing, slow as possible through the nose. And that's the best tip. Now, that's super hard to actually do because, you know, you might listen to this podcast, be interested, and then like not think about breathing again for 6 months. So it is a reality. And so we have on the app, we're starting to create background breathing tracks. And so one is breathing and walking. And so there's 4 sessions now where you can just put it on, walk, and breathe at a certain pace through your nose. And so you know as you're listening to music, you're breathing at the right pace. The other we're looking at is breath and work tracks. And so when you're on your computer, you're doing emails, you put this on and you just follow the breathing cues subconsciously as you're working. And so we're going to see if those make it more easy to implement this stuff in your life.
That is awesome because that is something super duper practical that nobody's really doing. That is amazing. I'm curious because you talked about, you know, loving coffee and all of that. Do you still drink coffee or have you replaced it completely with breath work?
So I went 2.5 months with no coffee. And then we moved 2 weeks ago. And I started with, I really love the Everyday Dose product. And so it's like a mushroom coffee with less caffeine. And so I kind of started with that. And then I ran out. And as we moved, it was like quite a stressful time with the baby and the move and work. And so I started half calf Americanos about a week ago. And now I'm like feeling it again, like, fuck. You know, I just, it's very hard for me to not have caffeine. And so now I'm trying to like, okay, as long as I have that half calf first in day, just no second one. And like have to be eating healthy, going to the gym, all these other habits. Like last time they just fell off one by one. And so this time I'm like, okay, well, if I'm going to have the caffeine, then you have to have these other things. So it's not like a big one is eating breakfast. And so I would just, you know, coffee. And I'm like, I feel like I'm on fire. Like literally feel like I'm like, could do anything. And it's so exciting of a feeling. And then I'm like working so excited. And then, you know, it's 10 a.m. I'm like, I don't want to eat. I want to go. And so now I'm like, no, I just have to eat a big breakfast at 10 a.m. And as long as like I do that, it's okay. It seems.
Do you intermittent fasting?
So I did intermittent fast. I've done like 5-day fast, 3-day fast, whole thing. And I did intermittent fasting, but what I'd been told, I don't know how true this is, but you know, in this group that I'm in, I had mentioned earlier where they do the levels and the whoop and everything, was that actually intermittent fasting can really increase stress hormones, especially if you're not eating till later in the day. And so what they recommended was like, definitely have a breakfast, like big breakfast. And then if you want to do intermittent fasting, make sure it's eating in the morning and not eating at night. So I'm trying to move more to that. Cause I was like, oh, I'm just drinking coffee. I'm intermittent fasting. I'm so healthy. I'm not eating till 4 p.m. And then in reality, I was actually like burning out. I was just stressed all the time because I wasn't eating. And so I don't know the science behind that. I'm not as familiar, but that was my personal experience, was that like having an early meal and then fasting in the night seems to work a lot better for me than waiting all day and being like in that fight or flight state.
I have a lot of thoughts about it, but long story short, I'll put a link in the show notes. I did a blog post. The title is something about like early versus late night eating, fasting. I'm not sure, something like that. Time restricted eating, because there's so many debates about it. And I am not a morning person and I don't like eating early. And it's often posited that, you know, eating earlier is better. And so I did sit down and I was like, I'm just going to look at all the literature I can find. I'm going to try to be as completely objective, even knowing that I love eating late at night and like not eating during the day. And looking at all of it and like stepping back, it seems to me that an ideal window is later afternoon to early evening, but while it's still light outside, just from a hormonal profile perspective. But everything that you mentioned, I think is super important. And I think for a lot of people, it can become too much of a stressor, especially depending on your sleep, your life, your caffeine, your body, and when your body wants to eat. So I think that's super amazing that, you know, for you, you know that you do better eating earlier. So I think it's really individual. Like for me, I eat late at night and then I don't eat all day. And I do really well with that. Yeah. So it's individual is my point. And I actually don't. So it's interesting about the caffeine thing. So I, like you, like if I fall into it, I'll like be in it. It's the one thing I found where, because I tried this with both caffeine and alcohol, where I drink like a glass of wine every night. I tried going like a year with no alcohol. And I also tried that with coffee and caffeine. And I found that caffeine, I actually didn't really miss. Like once it was gone, I was okay. Like if I have it now, it feels really great. Like I was smiling when you were talking about how you felt like you could take over the world. Cause I remember I like had a cup of coffee for some reason, I don't know, last year. And I literally was like, I could climb Mount Everest right now. I was like, what is this feeling? But I found that I don't actually need to, like, I'm okay without it. But wine I took out and I was fine without it, but I realized I was like happier with it in my life than not. So I think, again, it's just all, I think it's your personality and what resonates with you and your addiction potential. But yeah, I'm all about what works for the individual. So for people who want to jump on board and get really involved with this app and integrating this into their life. So for listeners, well, first of all, thank you so much, Robbie. So you're actually offering our listeners a free 2-week trial of Othership, which is amazing. And I don't have the exact link right now, so I will put it in the show notes, and I will also put it in the intro to this show. So listeners will be able to grab that. And so for listeners who are, you know, wanting to jump on board, how do you suggest, I know you mentioned earlier the idea of doing, you know, the morning one and the evening one, and then once a week doing the longer session. But how do you suggest listeners, because listeners, when you get Othership, it's super awesome, but there's a lot of options. So how do you suggest people start off with that?
Yeah. So I think it's really, what problem am I trying to solve? And not, you know, I should meditate. Well, like why, you know? And so are you looking for energy? Is that a struggle? Like in the morning, I want to power up, or am I looking for like confidence, inspiration, creativity? Like I want to feel like that coffee feeling. If so, the daily up sessions are available at any time. You know, if you're like, hey, I'm struggling to sleep, I'm overstimulated, I really want to connect and ground and just feel a bit more calm and focused, then like the down sessions, you know. And it might be like there's a sleep challenge, so it might be like I'm gonna do this 10 minutes a night before sleep. For either of those up or down, what I like to do is say I'm gonna do this for 1 month, Monday to Friday, and take the weekends off. And so for building a habit, try for 3-4 weeks, Monday to Friday, you know, a daily up each morning or a daily down each night, and just kind of notice, did this improve my sleep on my Aura Ring? Am I feeling more energy in my morning meetings? And then the other categories, the longer ones, are like very specific. So if you're struggling with, you know, anger or shame, or potentially you've lost a job, or grief, a friend has recently passed, or you've been through a breakup, those sessions are very specific. And so those are those longer, you know, kind of once a week, Saturday, Sunday morning, carve out an hour of time. You can do it in two ways. One can be have friends over and do a longer session for like fun, you know, having the group and replacing alcohol in that way at your house. And the second would be just say, look, I'm going to do 4 weekends in a row around one of these longer topics. So those are the three ways to like really use the app that I would suggest. And then we do have some niche content coming out. So like in February, we're doing an intimacy challenge, and we're working with 5 of the leading, you know, sexual education therapists, tantric teachers. And so we're creating 15 to 20 pieces of content that can be used for self intimacy and partner intimacy, even going as far as like guided foreplay and sex. And so the idea is using breath work, eye gazing, touching to connect with each other. And that's like a date. Instead of a date, you can actually like do this together. And so there's a lot of niche content like that. Like we mentioned, walking, running, studying. And then there's like the daily habits. So I would say, think about, do I want to go up, down, or explore emotions, and then choose accordingly.
Hi, friends.
I have very exciting news. So I know you guys already know and love Element and understand the importance of electrolytes for hydration, energy, focus, supporting your fasting, your workouts, all the things. Guess what? Element has a product that goes beyond electrolytes. What is it? Well, so I am very pro the benefits of caffeine. I love the cognitive benefits, the longevity benefits. And that said, I am a slow caffeine metabolizer, so I don't actually take in lots of caffeine. I've also learned that the form, dose, and balance of caffeine makes a huge difference in how you actually feel. That's why I am so excited that Element has launched a brand new lemonade iced tea. It's refreshing, delicious, lightly caffeinated, perfect for summer, and what I really love is the science behind it. So instead of relying on massive amounts of isolated synthetic caffeine like so many energy drinks out there do, Element Lemonade Iced Tea uses a full black tea extract, so alongside the caffeine, you naturally get compounds like L-theanine and polyphenols. The L-theanine actually helps smooth out the stimulant effect for a calmer, steadier energy experience with less spikes and crashes, while the polyphenols provide antioxidant support as well. And you guys know I am all about the antioxidants. And the incredible team at Element, including my personal hero, Rob Wolf, conducted a meticulous amount of research to find the perfect amount of caffeine, which is the sweet spot for sustained focus and energy without feeling overstimulated or wrecking your sleep later. That is exactly 50 milligrams of caffeine. On top of that, they knew that caffeine can increase your need for critical minerals like sodium, potassium, and magnesium, so that's why Element Lemonade Iced Tea pairs the perfect amount of caffeine with a meaningful dose of electrolytes to support optimal hydration and performance. And of course, Element Lemonade Iced Tea is completely free of sugar, artificial colors, and all the other stuff that you do not want that are so commonly found in caffeinated drinks today. It's built on the same science-backed electrolyte formula that Element is known for, with sodium, potassium, and magnesium in ratios designed to support hydration and energy production. The result? You get your perfect pack of portable, easy-to-make lemonade iced tea that provides steady, clean energy that tastes delicious and actually feels good. As you guys know, Element is trusted by neuroscientists, functional medicine practitioners, professional athletes, including the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, and they're even used by Navy SEALs and the Marines. So are you ready to up your drink level with the ultimate lemonade iced tea? You can get it, and when you get it, get a free 8-count sample pack of Element's most popular drink mix flavors with any purchase at drinklmnt.com/Melanie Avalon. That's right, a free 8-count sample pack of Element's most popular drink mix flavors with any purchase at drinklmnt.com/Melanie Avalon. Find your favorite flavor or share it with a friend. And by the way, Element has an amazing no questions asked refund policy, so you can try it completely risk-free. If for any reason you're not satisfied, they will give you your money back. Again, go to drinklmnt.com/Melanie Avalon for a free 8-count sample pack of Element's most popular drink mix flavors with any purchase, including their new lemonade iced tea.
That is very exciting. Especially, I've had a lot of shows on sexual health and wellness, and I think like the importance of, like I had one show and Stephanie Estima, and she has a 7-day orgasm challenge for health. It's like has a lot of science behind it as well. And I did that, and then I just turned it into a everyday orgasm challenge. So it sounds like for people who want to jump on that board, that this app could be really great for that. That's awesome.
Yeah, and both the January, so when that comes out for the 30 days of cold plunge, we're going to give that away for free for the month for everybody. And then for the intimacy likely as well. So if people are listening and like stoked about it, then there's 3 months of the app to try both of those specific. It's not about breath work or hot cold. It's about how do you create more connection in people's lives in a way that's fun. So instead of doing this stuff in therapy, it's like, oh, I might as well listen to it in my home with cool music and like follow along. So it just feels more fun. So that's kind of the whole vibe of everything in the app.
I love it. And I just thought about it. I'll make a redirect link so listeners can go to melanieavalon.com/othershipapp. And that will take you to that offer. And then, so one last topic I'm just would love to hear your thoughts on. So since you did just have a baby, I'm always so interested in people who are into all of this stuff that I'm into. How are you integrating that into raising a child today? as far as like teaching him or like encouraging him to, you know, go this route?
So he's so little. So like, I don't know, like I talked with Ben Greenfield and it's like amazing. Like he's taking his kids. They like, I think they're 14 and they'll do a sauna and ice bath together. They'll listen to the app and do the breath work on it. And then like take time to integrate, go and be alone for 30 minutes and then share what they did at the dinner table. And it's like, whoa,
that's insane.
Yeah. Like, and he's just like, oh, it's connected me so much more with my teenage kids. Cause we do this together and share. And I was like, fuck, that's incredible.
Goals.
Yeah, exactly. But for us, he's so little, like we do have some parent specific breath works for like eye gazing into your son or daughter's eyes. And so one thing he can do when he's awake, like 15 minutes a day, you know, a couple times a day, is like, look at you. And he's like the best eye gazer in the world. And there's no like, if I look in your eyes and like, oh, what's she thinking? Is this weird? You know, it's uncomfortable. And so with a baby, it's just like you're looking into a soul that has no judgment. And so that's been really beautiful. Probably my favorite part is just like watching him during the times and then maybe he smiles or laughs. And it's like people talk about, oh, I can't meditate, but I can definitely, you know, even now I'll put my meditation timer on and just look at him. And so I find that like I can spend 20 minutes just sitting with him and watching him. And it's like super, super beautiful. So I don't have any, I would say I'm even like a mediocre dad at this point. Like it's been really hard and I'm tired and frustrated. And there's definitely like unpleasant emotions involved. But then there's these moments of just like, whoa, this is, it's so rewarding to see him laugh and smile. And so I've heard from a lot of dads that, you know, kind of 12 months, 18 months is when you start really building the connection. And people don't talk about this publicly, but it wasn't immediate connection for me. It wasn't like, oh my, you know, I was like, whoa, okay, this is like my son I'll protect, but I need to build a relationship. And so I'm very excited. Every day he's like more and more interactive. So I'm just really excited to see what it's like, you know, in a year when I can like, we can hopefully set a good example. So he likes these habits, but I don't have any, yeah, he's still too little for... Any like breath works so far?
Actually, that is one last question. How old do you need to be to use the app?
So we have tons of kids using it. There's some blog posts on our blog about like parenting resources for doing sessions with your kids. And so there's specific, like there's one on the app called the Rose Thorn Bud. And it's just that same exercise I had mentioned we do in the space. And it's, you know, the rose of your day, the best moment, the thorn of your day, something that hurt. And, you know, the bud, which is like your intention for tomorrow, just teaching kids to have a moment of gratitude while breathing, hey, if I have a tough emotion, we call it emotional regulation. It's just the ability to understand your emotions and feel them. And like that technique isn't taught in school. It's not taught anywhere, especially for kids to understand like, oh, I'm feeling jealous or anxious or greedy or compassionate or forgiveful or, you know, whatever it might be. I think it's really nice to have these basic breathworks they can follow along with to music and then have a little bit of emotional inquiry. And so what we've heard is sometimes the kids are, oh, this is amazing. And, you know, sometimes they're like, oh, I don't want to do this, dad, it's annoying. But it's, I think you can start these practices when they're quite little and get them engaged. And so we have tons of videos from our designer and other people doing the breathworks with their kids at night.
That's incredible. It just makes me think, like, can you imagine how different our world would be if in our education system, we had something like this, like, you know, a class that was about emotional health and wellness and gratitude practices and breathing. I mean, it could change so many things. It's perfect that you were talking about that because the last question that I ask every single guest on the show is because I realize more and more each day how important mindset is. So what is something that you're grateful for?
I'm most grateful for my wife. Like she's just honestly like the baby last night was awake like the entire night crying. And we've been letting him sleep in the bed, like the king bed. And he just seems like when he's breastfeeding and stuff, and he just loves it. And so when you put him in the bassinet, he just like goes nuts and getting him. And like my wife, she just never complains. She's up all night. She takes care of him. She lets me sleep in the other room so I can be well rested to work and like doesn't ask me for anything. And it's just like watching her, how much love she gives to the baby. It's like, I can't. One, it's like, wow, women are fucking so strong. Like you think, I'm thinking about the hardest I've ever worked or like the toughest thing I've ever done. And it's like 5% of being a mom. And so, yeah, just thinking about her and like how lucky it is to like that this baby is going to have her as a mom, it just makes it's fucking, amazing. That's what I'm grateful for, sir.
I love that so much. That is amazing. Well, thank you so much, Robbie. I'm so, so grateful for what you're doing. It is changing so many people's lives. I'm super grateful. I like shuddered when you said that you just moved, because that, I mean, on my stress list, that's like, I can't, like, it's like the worst thing ever. So thank you so much for being here with everything that you have going on. And I'm super excited for listeners to get your app and hopefully get some in-person experiences with some of the other ship locations. So again, the link for the show notes will be at melanieavalon.com/othership to get the free 2-week trial. You can go to melanieavalon.com/othership app. Are there any other links you would like to put out there, Robbie, for people to best follow your work?
Yeah, I think I wanted to throw one for Holos, the space I did the ayahuasca retreat, and like a little video about what it looked like for people interested, because I just think it's, from a safety standpoint, is and like accessibility standpoint, is just the number one of the four I've been to and the many I've seen. And then if people want to follow, yeah, the Othership Instagram, it's just at Othership, I think, at Othership. They can follow along with like our openings and all that kind of stuff.
Awesome. Okay, I said last question, but this is the last question. Why did you decide to call it Othership?
Oh man, are you ready? It's a long one.
Oh no, go for it. No, because the naming is like everything.
It's a full story. So, and it's important people know it because it's crazy and it's such a cool story. So it was actually called Inward, and we had just asked like 40 customers. We had to make a website for the garage. And so we're like, what should we call it on the website? And so we asked everyone, someone was like, Inward. We're like, oh, Inward. That's pretty cool. And then we kept hearing on podcasts, like, oh, I just had to buckle down and go inward. And we're like, oh shit.
Marketing.
Yeah. We had that for like a year and we were like really bought into it. We like loved it. The space was so beautiful. It felt like a space you go inward. And then one of my friends is like, I think the best brand person in the world. She's incredible. And she's, yeah, you know, it just doesn't mean anything. Like going inward for what, you know, it's kind of just one thing. And it's also like, she does this thing called the hat test where like they mock it up on a hat and are like, would you wear this hat? And it was like, probably not. And so we were all bummed out. We're like, okay, well, what are we going to call it? Like we're doing breath work. We're doing hot and cold. There's all these things. Like what, how can you even name this? And so she put together a package for us, like 50 names. We looked through them all and we see this one. We're like, whoa, Othership. Like, oh, that's like, there's something about it. Like it's powerful, you know, it's weird. And so the next day we're thinking about it and we send it out to 10 people. Like each of us sends it out to 10 friends and like just in a text, like, what do you think Othership? And like legit 10 no's. Every single person, terrible. I will not come if you use that name, like horrible. And so we're like, okay. And then we're like, yeah, I guess like, because it's kind of weird, you know, you see it and you're like, whoa, what is that thing? Like it's really, it's not related to what it is at all. And like on the surface. And so we're like, okay, maybe like we're already doing this weird thing, like a bathhouse classes, like that doesn't exist. Like, does the name need to be weird too? And so we thought about it. And we're like, okay, well, what is this, what we're doing? It's like it's a journey. At the end of the day, it's like, it's experiences that take you on a journey. It could be like a health journey, community journey, psychedelics journey, you know, your breathwork journey, your longevity journey, all those things. And it's you growing basically and changing. And so when we open the space, it was like, it felt like a ship. Like it had, you know, wood and brick and water. And then we're kind of like, okay, well, we're in this thing we're journeying in, which is the ship, but it's also where you're going. And so if you think about it, like partnership, relationship, companionship, apprenticeship, mentorship, allyship, there's all these different ships that you're working on. And so the other ship is really this like vessel that you're journeying on to improve your life. And then when we thought of it that way, we were like, whoa, this is fucking like so cool. And like, it's such like a, like just a container for like where you want to go in your life. Like it's so inspirational and cool. And then she came up with the logo, and the logo is both, it looks like a ship, but it's also a top, which was the first toy in any culture in King Tut's tomb. It's in every culture, the spinning top. And so it's this idea that, you know, our core values are building belonging, inspiring awe, which is the feeling of being a child, and cellular commitment, which is like, yeah, it's fun, but you know, like you're inspiring awe, but it's also work. And so the idea of the top was to show that wellness isn't always spirituality and woo-woo, and like it's fun, it's playful. And so Othership is hard, but playful as well. And so when we put all that together in the package, we were like I personally, I'm obviously biased, but I have the tattoo on my arm. I think it's like the best brand in the world. I'm like, so I love it so much. The name, I'm like, I just can't believe it. So it's, I love telling that story because it's really like organic and cool how it came to be, especially because everyone was like, don't do it. And then we just were like, you know what? Let's just fucking do it.
I love the name. I think it's perfect. Like it immediately evokes to me, what it evokes is, well, A, this idea of like otherworldly. So it ties into, you know, with the inward, that kind of ties into something, you know, spiritual and something beyond the physical body. At least that's what it says to me. And so I get that with Othership. Like it feels otherworldly, but then it also feels like a, like an actual vessel to get there, like the spaceship idea. I think it perfectly encapsulates everything that you're doing. I think I would have been the one person that said, yes, do that name.
Yes. Yeah. Then everyone now it's like, oh, everyone's called, like we call people shipheads, you know, and then like in the staff, like there's stewards and crewmates and deckhands. And like, it's just so, it's like, yeah, we're all on this ship together. And it's like this big ship that just accepts everybody. And so it's just blows my mind. I love it.
I also love that fun fact about the first toy. The top. That's so cool.
Yes. And it's just like, you know, when you put effort into branding, like language, all everything like combines to make a feeling. And, you know, we're selling is like a community and a feeling and something you want to be a part of. So that stuff was so important. We spent so much time on it.
Yeah. No, I love it. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Robbie. This has been so, so amazing. I can't wait for listeners to listen and also get the app and report back on their experiences. Thank you. We'll have to have you on again in the future. If I'm still living in Atlanta, if you're ever in Atlanta, you have to let me know. If we're ever both in LA, I have to meet you sometime. This is just amazing.
I mean, the invite is open for the spaces. So I think a good time will be when we open in New York next year. You should come up for the opening.
Oh my gosh, that'd be amazing. Yes, please let me know. That'd be awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you, Robbie. Have a fabulous rest of your day and I will talk to you later.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast. For more information, you can check out my book, What When Wine, Lose Weight and Feel Great with Paleo Style Meals, Intermittent Fasting, and Wine, as well as my blog, melanieavalon.com. Feel free to contact me at podcast@melanieavalon.com. And always remember, you got this.